CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalett. With 90-mile-an-hour winds, the high of Hurricane Danny has hit land halfway between Lake Charles and Lafayette, Louisiana. 30,000 people have been evacuated from offshore drilling rigs and towns as far south as Galveston, Texas. The strong winds and heavy rains have knocked out power for thousands of people as Danny pushes its way to the southwest corner of the state near Cameron. Most residents have left the coastal areas to go inland to Lake Charles. Hotel managers John Ferris and Mabel Leger say some people worry about the storm while others take it as a challenge.
There's always a few diehards down in Cameron Parish that want to try to stay there and see it through. And they each time, you know, people go down there, civil defense people and highway patrol, and go down and try to get them out.
The people are nervous. They're very, they have cattle. They have all kind of things that they have to worry about. So they are on the phone. They never let up. It really is a lot of extra work.
The New Orleans Coast Guard says a 41-foot sailboat with seven people aboard is in distress in the Gulf, where winds are up to 70 miles an hour and waves as high as 15 feet. A helicopter and Air Force plane are en route. More after this.
What's your money up to today? To find out, all you have to do is check the USA Today Money section. Colorful and complete, it shows you how your money's doing, the latest on taxes, how to maximize your profits and minimize your losses. Everything you should know about today's money news and money markets is in the money section of USA Today. So, before you get down to business, get USA Today, the first thing to read for everything you need. USA Today, the nation's most exciting newspaper.
Face it, you need new carpeting, but not an empty wallet. So roll into Sears. Save over $500 on 40 square yards of Dusty Glow sculptured nylon pile carpeting. Think of it, 40 square yards, enough for two rooms, over $500 off. Now $11.99 a square yard, cushion and installation extra. This premium nylon sculpture boasts Scotchgard brand carpet protector. So why wait? Sale ends August 31st. Other carpeting also on sale.
There's more for your life at Sears.
Canada is recalling its ambassador to South Africa. External Affairs Minister Joe Clark says Canada is protesting the Pretoria government's refusal to negotiate with the black majority. There's been more violence in South Africa's townships. Later today, South Africa's president, P.W. Botha, is expected to propose legal changes to allow blacks in the country some form of power sharing in the government. We spoke to reporter Alan Pizzi in Johannesburg.
Tonight he's not so much speaking to the outside world as he's speaking to his party faithful, and they are deeply concerned with what he's trying to do. They think something has to be done, but they don't want too much to be done. The right wing that broke away from his party several years ago are saying that he must beware of the white backlash. He mustn't go too far or too fast. They don't want him to go anywhere at all.
There's been a nationwide recall of Liederkranz cheese made by the Fisher Cheese Company and distributed by General Foods. The reason? Bacteria linked to 61 deaths in seven western states were found in a batch of the cheese. There's no evidence that any of the tainted cheese has been delivered to stores, but the company is not taking any chances.
Until such time that we've determined the source of the contamination, the only appropriate action for us to take is to withdraw the product from the market. And that's the reason that we're urging consumers who have Liederkranz cheese in their homes to return it to the stores where they bought it for a refund.
Kenneth Defren is a spokesman for General Foods. A third attack in a week against the U.S. Army in West Germany. Two bombs went off at a military depot near Dusseldorf, damaging a radio tower used by the armed forces. No one was injured. Two other bombs were found nearby, but never exploded. Stocks and other news after this.
When kids get cut or hurt themselves, they run the risk of infection. So when knees get scraped or hands get scratched, they need Bactine protection.
Bactine helps take the pain away, and its bubbly cleansing action kills germs that can cause infection.
No sting, no stain, so for every pain, Bactine for infection protection. Bactine for infection protection.
Use only as directed.
Right in your home is just the place to get the taste of Culligan. Cool call again.
Naturally, you want good drinking water. And naturally is how you get it with a Culligan brand drinking water system. All the clean, good-tasting water you need right from a separate faucet. No bottled water expense or inconvenience. Call your Culligan dealer. Soon, instead of water, you'll be calling it
cool, clear Culligan.
Hey, Culligan man.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 2.69 to 1319.67. Big board volume, 36,680,000 shares. Archaeologists at the University of Florida think they may be close to discovering the place where Christopher Columbus established the first settlement in the New World. It's in Haiti, where the crew of the Santa Maria took shelter when the little ship sank in 1492. Columbus left 39 men there, and when he returned from Spain a year later, he found the fortress the crew had built burned. The men had been killed. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.
CBS News, this is Judy Muller. Hurricane Danny barreled into the coast of Louisiana today with 85-mile-per-hour winds and torrential rains.
The position is on the coast, about 50 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The center is 40 to 50 miles wide and is spreading across the coast. Pecan Island, a small community 55 miles southeast of Lake Charles, has been in the center almost 2 hours.
Forecaster Jim Gross with the National Hurricane Center. Many coastal residents fled to shelters. Steve Coriel reports from Creole, Louisiana.
Harold and Penny Matern and their four-month-old son, Danny, left their mobile home for shelter at the Lake Charles Boston High School Gymnasium. About 120 evacuees, mostly from Cameron Parish, spent the night in the gym with mattresses and blankets on the floor. Penny Matern says she and her family got very little sleep.
But really, it's been pretty quiet. We've just been sitting here waiting.
Are you scared at all?
Yes. Scared to death.
Red Cross officials say local merchants are supplying the shelter with food, blankets, flashlights, and batteries. But more supplies are needed. Three Red Cross vans from Texas are on their way. Steve Coriel for CBS News, Creole, Louisiana.
And I suggest more
vegetables. We're behind the scenes at Campbell's to see how they've improved their vegetable beef soup.
And bigger pieces of potatoes, tasty carrots, and green beans.
Great for vitamin A.
I've experimented with fresh onions. Oh, they're delicious.
Don't forget the richer beef flavor.
Now the ultimate test, the new vegetable beef soup.
Who wants a taste?
Me.
Superb. Now I'll have to invent a bigger spoon.
Campbell's soup is good food.
In the bath and kitchen too, what they're switching to is Culligan. Cool Culligan.
Over half of all homes have hard water, so many people replace it with soft Culligan. A Culligan brand water conditioner makes water feel better, helps your soaps work better. It even saves you money. Call your Culligan dealer today. Soon, instead of water, you'll be calling it
cool, clear Culligan.
Hey, Culligan man.
Members of the ruling party of South Africa's white minority government are in Durban to hear a major policy speech by President P.W. Botha. It's expected that Botha will announce some reforms in his government's policy of racial segregation known as apartheid. In Johannesburg, the wife of an imprisoned black leader, Winnie Mandela, predicted more violence if Botha fails to meet black demands for major change. Senate Majority Leader Robert Dole is heading up a delegation to the Orient, with Japan the first stop on the itinerary. The first item on the agenda will be trade issues. Senator Dole.
We're not going on a Japan bashing trip. That's not the purpose of the trip. Japan's a very important ally. But I think it's fair to say that unless we can reduce that trade deficit with Japan, and that's got to be their primary responsibility, not ours, something may happen in the Congress.
Even as rescue workers dug through the rubble of a bomb-devastated neighborhood in Christian East Beirut today, rockets fired by Muslim gunners crashed around them. At least 12 people were killed in yesterday's car bomb explosion. In South Lebanon today, a suicide bomber dressed as a Shiite Muslim religious leader detonated an explosive-packed car, killing himself and as many as four members of the Israeli-backed militia. Israeli officials say a prospective meeting next week between U.S. Middle East envoy Richard Murphy and a Jordanian-Palestinian delegation would be tantamount to recognition of the PLO. Those officials hope to persuade Murphy of that when he meets with them in Israel today. Although shipping sources are unable to confirm the report, Iraq claims its forces today launched an air attack on Iran's main oil terminal at Karg Island in the Persian Gulf. The Iraqi news agency says the air raid heavily damaged the facility. Affirmative action regulations established by the Johnson administration may be radically curtailed by the Reagan administration. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post quote sources as saying the administration is thinking of easing long-standing requirements regarding the hiring of minorities and women by contractors doing business with the federal government. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.34 at 1,316.64. Volume on the big board, 49,680,000 shares.
Hello, I'm Marlon Perkins. If they ever tell you that you have cancer, don't give up. My wife Carol and I didn't, and we want you to listen to this message that could help make sure you have the money to pay the bills if cancer should strike.
Mutual of Omaha's Cancer Cost Supplement can pay up to $2,500 immediately on diagnosis of cancer, then up to $150,000 for treatment. These benefits can be paid direct to you, in addition to any other health insurance benefits. And Mutual of Omaha's Cancer Cost Supplement can be added to almost any plan you may have now. There's no age limit. Even people on Medicare can apply. And it's available in most states. Call 800-331-5800 now for complete information. Make sure you have money to help pay the hospital bills and other medical expenses. Call 800-331-5800 toll-free for complete information on Mutual of Omaha's Cancer Cost Supplement. Cost conditions and renewal information made available through our agents.
Grim statistics from the New York City Health Department show that AIDS was the number one killer of New York City men between the ages of 30 and 39 last year. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome took the lives, more lives in that group than homicide, suicide, or cancer. Judy Muller, CBS News.